Hey everybody, yes, you read that right. A New York Jets stack going into week 8. And I'll go one step further, not just for week 8, but over the next month, you might want to be looking at this stack option for your season long, for your DFS, depending on injury and everything, of course. And that comes after, I know, the Sam Darnold debacle that went down against the New England Patriots. The Pats pitched a shutout. Darnold had the rare negative fantasy point day for a quarterback. It was disgusting all the way around. Crowder caught 4 or 5 passes. There was just nothing going for the Jets offense on Monday night. One of those days, New England Patriots are really good. This just in. So I'm going to bury that game, because the New England Patriots are next level and look like they're going to be polishing some more rings come February. But for the Jets, you look at Sam Darnold, and this is going to be a buy low time for both of these guys, especially for Darnold. And look at the quarterback situation. Maybe you're a Pat Mahomes owner. Well, we know he's not going to be around for over a month. Maybe you're a Matt Ryan owner. All right. Well, hey, he has an injured ankle. He'll likely miss this weekend. Also on the bye, Dak Prescott of the Cowboys, and Lamar Jackson, who's been prolific. So who's going to be available on your waiver wire and a deal at the DFS DraftKings level? Well, I'm still going with Sam Darnold, folks. I am. You know, and the reason is, you look at the other matchups coming up. He plays Jacksonville this upcoming Sunday. Jacksonville's given up the 17th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Jalen Ramsey no longer in the situation there. Then they go into Miami. We know how bad the Dolphins are. Then you play the Giants. Very beatable. Then you play the Washington Redskins again. And even after that, you have Oakland and Cincinnati. Then Miami again. You could feasibly ride Sam Darnold until December the 8th. And at the very least, it gives you depth. It gives you that extra safety net if another quarterback goes down. But he is going to be a plug-and-play guy for DFS or your season-long leagues if you're in a pinch. Are there better quarterbacks? Of course there's better quarterbacks. But he's owned in 33% of leagues. He's going to be available before that stinker. His first game back, he put up over 20 fantasy points. He is somebody that you can slot in. So don't be all down and out about Sam Darnold. They played the great Patriots. And for Jamison Crowder, now Crowder is only relevant in PPR format. Standard, you're going to stay away. Even half point, you're probably going to want to look the other direction. But it's a similar situation. You got Sam Darnold. Crowder's the safety net. Even if Chris Herndon comes back and is healthy and stays healthy with Robbie Anderson, Jamison Crowder is a proven PPR machine. He's not going to score you touchdowns, but he's going to get a lot of catches. And again, that Jacksonville defense, just like with quarterbacks, is 17th, giving up the 17th most fantasy points to wide receivers. So you might want to look at Crowder. He's available at 57% of Yahoo leagues and is a relatively cheap find under $5,000 for your DraftKings contest. So Crowder in Darnold as a stack for this week and possibly for the next few weeks. Like, I'm going to play him against Miami. I'll do it for the New York Giants, especially in DFS. And it gives you, there are better options, as I said, but you have these two that you can pop in and you could do a lot worse. Another quarterback to keep an eye on as well. How about Jacoby Brissett? Okay, quietly has led the Colts to a great season. He's somebody who you can count on for high teens, low 20 fantasy points, and he is available in less than 50% of Yahoo leagues. So you could take a peek at Jacoby Brissett as well. And remember, folks, for any fantasy football questions, you can hit me up on Twitter at AndyMC81. Use hashtag AskAndy and on Instagram at AndyMCSports.